10-year-old Angie Kong has studied violin since she was three, but she also devotes her time to learning other musical instruments.
I've been taking singing lessons, violin lessons, and I've had viola lessons for like maybe 3 weeks.
3 years ago, Angie started piano lessons. She says she especially enjoys the freedom that the piano gives her to experiment and to be creative.
I like to improvise a lot, so I kind of make up my own stuff a lot of the time.
Angie says that music is an important way of expressing her imagination as well as her emotions.
If I'm sad, I guess I'll go like express it on the piano and like play some sad stuff. Like, I also listen to like pop songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I know a song that's sad, I'll try and like play the melody of that song on the piano. It's fun.
Some of the most memorable musical moments so far for Angie Kong are the chances she gets to perform publicly and to compete.
Probably when I'm having like piano recitals or the state competitions, I can get a middle. Then I get like one or one plus.
She says those who have influenced her the most musically are her mother and her Omaha Conservatory music teacher, Dr. Stacy Borellos. Dr. Borellos says that Angie lives and breathes music, is serious about practicing, and is willing to try anything new. Angie currently plays in a violin ensemble and in a creativity class where participants compose, write poetry, and dance. And Angie likes to listen to KVNO while traveling in the car.
I'm kind of just like always listening to it on like a car ride. I would be listening to it when I'm driving to my piano lesson or tennis lessons.
Congratulations to Angie Long, KVNO's Classical Kid for the month of July. She's won a $300 music scholarship in memory of Mary Bell Sainer. Hear this interview again on the KVNO website at kvno.org. And help us choose our future classical kids by making a nomination. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.